California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. At the recent big almond industry conference in Sacramento, there was a lot of discussions on water use in almonds, and there's always ways to improve irrigation. According to Larry Schwenkel, UC Cooperative Extension Irrigation Specialist Emeritus, he shared with us what the take-home points of his talk in front of several hundred growers.
How much they need to irrigate, information about their irrigation system so that they know how long to operate it, and then ways of checking to making sure that they're doing a good job of irrigating using soil moisture sensors and devices and also using the pressure bomb and other plant water status type of devices.
Did you hear Schwenkel mention that pressure bomb? Well, it's actually an instrument. When used, it's possible to measure the approximate water potential of plant tissues. A leaf attached to a stem is placed inside a sealed chamber and pressurized gas is added to the chamber slowly. This gives you an idea of whether or not that leaf is stressed for water. But Schwenkel says there's several tools that growers use to make sure they're irrigating at the proper time.
We can predict how much water the tree is going to be using, and we can predict how much our irrigation system is going to be putting on, but there's always errors in there. So we need to go back and check and make sure that we're staying on target. And that's where the soil moisture and the plant water status really help.
That's Larry Schwenkel, a UC Cooperative Extension Irrigation Specialist Emeritus. Now this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty Experienced Ag Property Specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
And Charles Golding lives on the Tuolumne River in Stanislaus County, and if the water board gets its way, then he and other farmers will lose 40% of their water coming down that river, all to increase flows in the delta for the salmon. Charles Golding.
There's just a misconception. They do need water to clean out the delta. There's no doubt. We all realize you can't have salt intrusion. You got to keep pushing it out, which means something has to go down the river in order to do that. But when they start talking about the salmon, my personal concept of living on the Tuolumne River is the fact that the black bass are a bigger hindrance than anything else.
And he's talking about the evidence that the black bass actually eat the salmon, especially the young salmon. And there's a big water board hearing in Stockton this Friday. Find out more at worthyourfight.org. worthyourfight.org. This is California Ag Today.